From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Search teams in the Mediterranean are looking for the wreckage of the Egypt Air jet that crashed into the sea Thursday. The plane with 66 people on board was approaching Cairo on a flight from Paris when it disappeared from radar. Egyptian officials say terrorism is a possible cause of the crash, but aviation experts warn against speculation, saying it is too soon to draw conclusions. There are reports that wreckage from the plane has been found. A Greek official says the plane made sudden, sharp turns and went into a steep dive before its radar image vanished. China is demanding the U.S. cease close surveillance along the country's coast following what the Pentagon described as an unsafe encounter between two Chinese fighter jets and one U.S. military plane. The Pentagon said two Chinese fighter jets intercepted a U.S. reconnaissance plane on a routine patrol Tuesday in international airspace over the South China Sea. A Chinese foreign ministry spokesman denies the Pentagon's version of what happened, saying Chinese planes kept a safe distance and did not take any dangerous actions. The spokesman said the intercept occurred near China's southern island province of Hainan and that it posed a serious threat to Chinese airspace. Despite opposition from Israel, the U.S. will attend France-sponsored talks next month in Paris on renewing the Israeli-Palestinian peace process. Secretary of State John Kerry told reporters at NATO headquarters in Brussels Thursday he will attend the talks.
And I certainly intend to be helpful and cooperative with the French in a cooperative way that makes sense for the parties in order to encourage them to come to the table.
Kerry said restarting the peace process remains a U.S. priority. This is VOA News. The first of the Chibok girls to be rescued from Boko Haram militants appeared before journalists in the Nigerian capital Abuja on Thursday. Amina Ali arrived with her mother, her crying infant, and a nurse at the Aso Rock presidential villa. She was greeted by Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari and other high officials. Ali said nothing during the news conference that followed, sitting slumped in a chair. Roadside bombs have killed 11 civilians and a top army commander in Afghanistan. A local official says the civilian casualties occurred late Thursday when a vehicle carrying the victims of an earlier explosion hit an improvised explosive device. The official says two women and five children are among the dead. Democratic presidential frontrunner Hillary Clinton has labeled presumptive Republican nominee Donald Trump divisive and dangerous. Clinton made some of her most scathing criticisms of Trump yet in an interview Thursday on CNN. Clinton pointed to Trump's criticisms of British politicians, his willingness to speak with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un, his call for the United States to back away from the NATO military alliance, and his assertion that more countries should have nuclear weapons. She said those positions add up to what she calls a very troubling picture. Lawyers for an Iranian-Turkish national arrested in March on charges of conspiring to evade U.S. sanctions against Iran have asked a federal court to set a $50 million bond for his release until trial. Reza Zarab is one of three people charged in what prosecutors allege was a five-year scheme involving millions of dollars in transactions on behalf of the Iranian government and businesses. American journalist Morley Safer has died at the age of 84. For 46 years, Safer was a fixture on the CBS television news program 60 Minutes. His death came just days after he retired from the network. CBS said he had been in declining health. The huge wildfire in Canada's western province of Alberta has moved into neighboring Saskatchewan, but Alberta wildfire officer Chad Morrison told reporters Thursday that cooler weather and rain could aid efforts to get the blaze under control. Officials say more than 80,000 residents who were forced to evacuate Fort McMurray and surrounding regions 2 weeks ago could return home starting on June 1st if conditions allow. Doctors Without Borders has decided to suspend operations in a part of the Central African Republic. The decision follows an attack on an MSF convoy that left one person dead. The attack occurred north of Bosangoa. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.